during his lifetime, physical lifetime. Of course, it goes on, you know. His work goes on. Those who come in contact, those who are with him, and for the whole universe also, he works. Work is there. And when he drops his body, that means his work is completed. But that work, what is that work? Releasing of those impressions, you know. Impressions of his work. When he releases, then action and reaction take place. And that's why after when he drops his body, more and more and more people come to him. They follow him. So, actually what happens, those obstacles he removed and he makes the road clear for them to come to him.
You know, it says, he'll wipe out those impressions which remain as an obstruction to experience his manifestation in degrees.
I'm coming to that.
Okay.
I'm coming to that. Okay. Now, when those obstacles are removed, you start following him.
Mm-hmm.
You start loving him. And the result, the total result, you just go on experiencing his manifestation. That's why, you know, from new lovers, those who come, they give out so many experiences. There are some who see the visions. There are some who see different dreams. They see Baba in dreams. There are some who just experience different things, you know. They give out. Why? Because when the obstacles are removed, you know, they come closer and closer and closer. And when the obstacles removed, then according to the obstacles removed, you know, and you follow. So in that proportion, you go on experiencing his manifestation in proportion.
Mm.
In proportion. There will be some who will experience his total manifestation. And what is his total manifestation? No obstacle, nothing, you know. That means your slate is clear. No impressions. No impression will remain there. Your slate will be clean. You will get realization. So, you will experience his real manifestation. There are some where, you know, the impressions will be there. Some impressions will be there, but you follow. You follow him. You go towards him. So, then you will experience his manifestation. Manifestation because you are going towards him, but according to the sanskaras, the degrees of sanskaras, some have more sanskaras, but they are also following. There are some who have less sanskaras. They are also following. So according to the number of sanskaras they have, they will experience the manifestation. Now, here what happens, you know, you will say that everything animate and inanimate, how inanimate thing will experience the manifestation?
Every blade of grass will feel.
Every blade of grass. Now, what happens? He raises the consciousness of each level, each kingdom, you know. Now, to experience his manifestation means what happens actually when the time comes, you know, of his advent, taking form, you know, at that time, everything just remains, every level of consciousness, you know, just remains there, stand still, and no more push. So, every level of consciousness waits for his advent, you know, and when he comes, you know, he raises that consciousness.
He removes those obstacles.
Yes. So, then, just like, you know, you are in vegetable kingdom, and your consciousness comes, then changes the form, and you come in, say, insect form. Insect form, that is, your consciousness is raised. When your consciousness is raised, means you experience his manifestation to that degree. To that degree. So also in human beings, there are different categories, you know. All will not experience his real manifestation. Some will experience real manifestation, means the self will be wiped out and only he will remain there. That will be his real manifestation. Then there will be some who will just experience something that, just like, you know, what happens when there is rain, you know. So when there is rain and you are in the open, you know, you get drenched with the rain. and you enjoy the rain fully. There are some who just, they also go out, but they take umbrella, you know. So they also enjoy rain, but they don't get drenched. They don't get drenched, only few drops here and there. You know. So they also enjoy, but the degree is much less. But there are some who just remain in the house and they don't go out. In that case, you know, if there is some opening, a few drops here and there, they just see and they witness the rain outside, but they don't get drenched. If few drops come here and there, you know, they see or one drop comes here, you know, so they feel like it. But there are some who just close the door and everything, you know, everything they close. So they know that the rain is there. And for that purpose, they have just closed the doors and windows so that they may not get dropped, you know. But they experience the sound of the rain. They are outside. They know that the rain is there. So the rain is there for all. But because these are the obstacles, why they close the door and windows, these are the obstacles. So according to the obstacles removed, you know, they experience his manifestation more and more. If you go in the open, you experience his real manifestation. If you take umbrella, then manifestation is there, but the degree is much less. But if you are in the house, then you know that, yes, the rain is there. You know that. You witness, you observe from the window and door, and sometimes some drops also come. But the degree is much less. Yeah. But when you are in the house and you close windows and the doors, you know that. Why do you close? Because the rain is there and you may not get wet, you know. So you close. But you know that rain is there. So, you know, manifestation is there, but the experience of manifestation will be much, much, much less. So, in this way, the manifestation, of course, everybody will witness, but in degree, in proportion of the obstacles removed. If the obstacles removed, all the obstacles, they will manifest Baba in them. If the obstacles are there, according to the proportion of the obstacles removed, they will experience
his manifestation. But the obstacles removed are only according to their sanskaras from the previous births.
Here, you know, one thing I tell you, very important thing, that when you are in contact with Baba, when you follow him, what happens generally, if you do good thing, you know, you get good sanskaras. But good sanskaras, they are also binding. Bad sanskaras, they are also binding. One is gold chain, another is iron chain. But when you are in contact with Baba, the sanskaras of love which you create, you know, those sanskaras are such, they are neither good nor bad. They are such sanskaras which remove all the binding sanskaras. That is a great advantage, you know. So suppose, you know, you in the world you have no concern with God, but you know that this is good thing, I must help others, you know. So you are dedicated to that. You help others. You are doing good work. But those sanskaras are also binding. Though good work, so you collect good sanskaras. But the bindings are there. If you do anything bad, bad sanskaras are there, and that binding is there. But here, when in his name, for him, if you work, only for him, if you lead your life, then in that case, what happens? These sanskaras are neither good nor bad. These sanskaras are such that which remove the binding of good and bad both. So this advantage is there, and this is the greatest advantage I take.
So people say that his grace.
This is. Grace, you know, just like I gave the example of rain. So his grace is just like rain, you know. It depends upon you how to take it. If you go in the open, you have the full grace, you know. But full, how can you go in the open when the obstacles, the sanskaras are there, you know. This umbrella, I gave the example. Umbrella means obstacle, you know. You take that, still you get some benefit. But when you are in the house, you just witness, you know, observe that it is raining. That means you know that the manifestation is there. You accept that. But his manifestation, of course, to a limited degree you experience.
Yeah.
You accept.
What about, do you want to talk about this point? You know, the bogus saints are like wasted baskets.
Ha, ah, yes. Bogus saints. The other day, of course, somebody asked that when these avatars, so-called avatars and sadgurus and saints are there, of course, so many follow them. So, they take the burden. And just like I told them that they are nothing but a waste paper basket. So, they ask me, then why do they not suffer for that? Because they are taking the burden. But actually, what happens that when, just like, you know, this in this life, I am spending the sanskara of the previous birth. Those sanskaras, of course, necessarily I have to spend. And when I spend those sanskaras, you know, I collect new sanskaras. But I don't spend those new sanskaras, fresh sanskaras, during this birth. Only I spend the sanskaras of previous birth. So, what they are collecting now, they will not spend those fresh sanskaras in this birth. In other births, they have to spend those sanskaras. So suffering will be there. Intense suffering will be there for them. And that's why they would suffer and they would, just like I say, that when the basket is full waste paper, you just throw it. So those sanskaras will be spent through intense suffering. Not during this birth, but in next birth. So now they are enjoying life, you know. They are enjoying, of course, they feel happy. So many followers, they are respected by them, you know. And they feel happy. But after this birth, those impressions, that burden which they are taking, you know, necessarily they have to spend. Necessarily they have to spend. But this is, I tell you, this is the great advantage when you are in contact with Baba. So you love him. You follow him, you try to dedicate your life. So you collect sanskaras for that also, sanskaras of love. But these sanskaras are such which wipe out good and bad both. These are neither good sanskaras nor bad sanskaras. These are the sanskaras which remove, which wipe out good and bad, both type of sanskaras. Now, just like in this birth, I tell you, now you are spending the sanskaras of previous life. Those sanskaras necessarily you have to spend. Now what happens here, you know, you are collecting sanskaras of love, which sanskaras are neither good nor bad. So what happens, you know, when you just see the trend, then if you have some bad sanskaras, you have good sanskaras also. Now what happens? These sanskaras nullify good and bad both. Those sanskaras, though you collect these fresh sanskaras during this birth, but these sanskaras are such which nullify good and bad both, you know. Both. So what?
That's how you get the push.
Yes, this is the thing.
But you know, see, that's the thing. Like what we said is, there's not really any manifestation. It's only those obstacles that are removed. Okay, now, also, it's like, you know, Baba removes those obstacles so that you can have, you know, like you said, he creates that ability for you to love him. That,
yes.
That is how you get the push, advance.
Though, when the obstacles are removed, that means the push is there. The push is there. Now, his work, you know, when he works, it goes on manifesting. Manifesting means action and reaction both, you know. Action and reaction take place there. That means the obstacles go on, he goes on removing those obstacles through the impressions which he spreads, impressions of his work. So, the obstacles, it go, they go on wiping out, removing all the obstacles one after another. So here you get the clear road. Otherwise, what would happen, you know? You start walking, you don't know where is Ahmednagar, which side, you know. So you just go on walking like this, here and there, and you are where you were. But when these obstacles are removed, that means what happens, you know that Ahmednagar is in this direction and you have to go straight. So you get the direction. So your path is shortened, very much shortened. And you reach there, definitely. And if the obstacles are there, you know, what happens that you have to go to Ahmednagar, but you don't know the direction. Sometimes you go this side, sometimes you go that side, you know. So it goes on like that. So when the obstacles, they are removed, you get the clear road towards. Now, clear road, when you get the clear road, suppose, you know, from here, from Mehrazad, Ahmednagar is 9 miles. Now, because of the obstruction, suppose David starts going, you know, the obstacles are removed and he goes towards Ahmednagar. Now, suppose you went five miles from this place, you know. Another, he has got more obstacles and, you know, he removes those obstacles. But here his obstacles are more. So he just goes 1 mile. But road is clear for him also. Now, those who reach Ahmednagar, they experience the real manifestation, because that is the manifestation. You are halfway, you know, so you experience less of the manifestation. Those who just go 1 mile, so still less.
Yeah.
But the road is clear for them. The road is clear because the obstacles are removed. Those obstacles which come on the way, which do not give you the direction, correct direction, those obstacles are removed.
Baba says that the breaking of my silence will be the signal for my public manifestation.
As I told you, I had given that simile of grass. Now what happens that he is always silent. He always speaks, you know. But that word, which is the original word, it is there. And because he speaks, the movements are there. The creation is there because of his speaking. Now, when it goes, there is certain limit, you know. So what happens that when it crosses the limit, there should be some check. The movements, they go on increasing more and more. Just like noise, you know, there must be some limit to that. In that universe or container, certain limit of noise should be there. But if it crosses the limit, you know, then imbalance takes place. Now, what happens when he observes silence? That means his silence checks. This is apparent silence. He speaks, but because, you know, the speed, the movement has increased, and because the movement has increased, there should be only limited movement to certain extent, you know. So when he observed silence, apparent silence, what he did, you know, that speed, the movement which increased, just like because of the movement, more movement, heat is increased, noise is increased, everything, you know, it has crossed the limit. In nature, there must be certain temperature, you know, limit of sound. Everything means everything should be in limit. Rain, it should be also to certain limit. But when the movement they are increased, then imbalance takes place. So, in order to bring everything in balance, you know, he observes silence. Apparent silence, because these are the apparent things. So he observed silence. Now, what happened when he said that when he will be manifested, when he breaks his silence, it will be considered as his public manifestation. So just now, previously I had given you that simile of grass. What happens that he has collected the grass of the universe, that means the impressions. Just now I told you all those obstructions from each one, which obstacles, because of that, they don't follow him. So those obstacles, those impressions of obstacles, he has collected, heap of grass. You know. Now, here, he has also put a piece of fire. Now, as soon as, that portion which is near the fire, what happens? It is burnt. Grass is green, so first smoke comes. So the smoke, So smoke comes, that is the chaos in the world. You know. Now, when that portion near the fire, it dries up, it burns. Those obstacles are burnt, you know. So those obstacles of those who are burnt, you know, they come to him. Then second, third portion, and if they will come, when the whole heap will be burnt. Suppose, you know, the sun is behind the heap. You can't see the sun now. You can't see the sun now because it is behind that big heap of grass. So what happens when the heap is burnt, the whole heap, the sun is there. So when the sun is there, that means the whole world will witness his manifestation. But each one will experience in different degrees. So when the sun will be there, that will be his total manifestation, acceptance of the world. And when that point reaches, you know, it will be considered as if he broke his silence. Did you follow it?
Yeah.
He goes on speaking, you know. He goes on speaking. And because he speaks, because of that original word which came out, the creation goes on. But only the movements, sometimes the movements, they increase. That means everything in the nature, you know, it crosses the limit. Heat, it is crosses the limit. Sound crosses the limit. Everything, you know, it crosses the limit. And because of that, imbalance takes place. So when he observes silence, that means apparent silence, in order to bring everything in the limit, in the balance. Did you get this point?
Yes. But what about when Baba says three-fourths of the world? Let me just find it. You know, Baba has said that many things, that a strange disease would attack his body, that three-fourths of the world would be destroyed. So in that clarification then, he said that the breaking of my silence and my uttering the one word of words, it was said in my own language and simultaneously in yours, because when I utter that word, it will be an audible word to you.
Yes. Okay. Now what I say, you know, that word which he said that when he would break his silence, when he would utter that word, it would be audible. Now, audible means what?
You can hear.
Here through this ear, he did not say, you have also the heart, you know, and ear is there. In the heart, you know, that language of that word, the sound of that word, only heart can hear. So, those who are following, even now they are hearing that word, you know, though in degrees. I soon, when they hear that word, the original word, of course, they will experience his manifestation. They will realize God at that time. But that word is audible. Audible means only to the heart, you know.
What is Baba's glorification?
Glorification, you know, I interpret it in this way. Also, three-fourths of the world. Good question, you know. But my interpretation, my understanding is quite different. Now, three-fourths of the world, I find, you know, that because of scientific inventions, because of the speed of the world, what happens? Every individual mind, got tired, you know, because you have to use your mind more and more and more, the speed has increased, you know. So this mind, individual mind, also needs rest. And rest for long time, because it gets tired, you know. It cannot work. So what I feel, you know, just like gradually, what will happen, you know, every individual mind would need rest for long time. That means, what will happen, you know, just like if I drop my body, the suspension will be there, because my mind gets so tired that, you know, I cannot spend my sanskaras in hell and heaven, because my mind has got so tired, you know. So it will remain in suspension in the universal mind for a long time. So each individual mind like this, you know, say three fourths. So for a long time it will be like this, and when you feel fresh, you know, then you will work out your impression in hell and heaven. Again you take birth. So maybe
the three fourths of the world will be destroyed.
It will be like this. Maybe even through war. Suppose through war. War is there, calamities there, natural calamities. Even then, now because of this, you know, there must be something like that, because every individual mind needs rest for a long time.
Well, it says the destruction of three-fourths of the world, it was said in my language alone.
Yes, it is his language, you know. It is his language. Maybe what I say may be wrong, you know. Because it is, how can I know his language?
Right.
But only thing that what I understand, that because of this, the speed of the world, the movements, you know, every individual mind is getting tired. And it needs rest. It needs rest.
Right. But you still haven't answered, what is Baba's glorification?
Glorification. Now here, just see, Baba, humiliation. You say, people say that Baba has dropped his body. So that strange disease Baba used, you know, what strange disease? This is not a strange disease. When he took upon the burden of the universe and crushed his body, every bone he made it into powder, you know, sacrificed his whole body. That is not a strange disease. Means, when he released the sanskaras, you know, sanskaras of his work, at that time this body, he had crushed into powder.
Why did he say, my work is 100% done?
Yes, work is done.
But he hasn't released it.
Work is completed. Now you see the result. When you release that work, so action and reaction, they are taking place.
But he said, my work is finished before he dropped the body.
Yes.
But he hadn't released it yet? He had finished the work?
Work is finished. Work was going on. But what happened in October 1969, October 68, he said that my work was completed to my entire satisfaction. Now he said that just little, you know, just tail of that work.
Yeah.
It remained there and I had to do. And he would work there in his room, you know, every day. I tell you, up to 30th of January, he worked, you know. And at that time, of course, when his body, you know, spasm after spasm, he would get. That's why I tell you that last night I told you that I have heard about Jesus Christ crucifixion. But I witnessed Baba's crucifixion. And what was that? That he just, the whole body he crushed into powder, I tell you. Each bone, you know, it was crushed into powder. For what? For the sake of the world. When he would get those spasms, you know, he would say that my bone, you know, every bone just breaks, you know, breaks one after another. This was quite a strange thing. No explanation is there why he would get such spasms. His body would lift like this, you know. And he would say that I feel as if, you know, my bones are breaking. bones are broken. That means all his bones of the body, he just crushed into powder.
To release the
sanskaras. Yes, of course, you know, when the work is done, that means the work is released. Now, when the work is released, what happens, you know, action and reaction take place. It takes time to get the result. The result also you get, you know, but gradually. Total result, when you will get? When the whole world will witness his manifestation. That will be the total result of his work.
Glorification?
Now glorification, I tell you. Now humiliation also, he said.
Let
me explain. Then afterwards you say. Humiliation, he said. You know. Now he is the reality. He is the reality. He is the only one. Now what happened? He was working in seclusion. He was working in seclusion, the reality. Now you find there's so many so-called avatars and perfect masters and saints. And now they are having more and more followers. Is it not his humiliation? They are respected as if they are the reality. Is it not his humiliation? Now, at the end, what will happen, you know, when the world will accept him as the reality, that will be his glorification. That will be when the world will accept, just like, you know, today, everybody, the world accept Ram as an avatar, Jesus Christ as Messiah, the Son, Hazrat Muhammad as the messenger of God. You know. So, because it is the reality, you know, that's why the world accepts. When he is accepted like this, it will be his glorification. Now it is his humiliation in the sense that he is the reality. But there are so many who declare themselves as avatar, reality, God-man, saint, perfect masters, all false. And they are respected by the people, you know. People follow. So they hear, you know, the reality is there. But these false saints, avatars, and false perfect masters, they are respected. So it is his humiliation.
So would you say like he's humiliated in those that accept the false ones?
Yes.
And the followers. And he's glorified in his lovers.
Yes,
because
of course.
He's already really broken his silence.
Those who follow those people, you know. It is also his work. Baba's work. He has done in such a way, that's why those waste paper basket, they are there, you know. But because of those waste paper baskets, you know, he's humiliated. Now, just like, you know, you are the reality and I take someone, you are there. No, he is the reality, one who is false. So, it is not your humiliation when you are the reality. It is your humiliation, you know. And I accept the false one. So, here now, you find so many are there and they have got great following, people follow them. So that is his humiliation. During Baba's physical lifetime, you know, he was accepted by his followers as avatar. You know. Not in previous avataric period, you know, what happened that there were very few who accepted them at that time. But even during Baba's physical lifetime, there were many who had accepted him as the avatar. Now this physical death, what he uses, you know, I interpret in such a way, violent death, what he says, you know. Because of this period, because I still believe, I know definitely that he is present. Even just before he dropped his body, just a few days ago, he said that I would remain in this body for 14 years. He has also said that I would remain in body up to 90 years. These are his declaration, you know, time and again. Now, his physical death, when we say that he is now present, you know, as if he is physically present. So what happens, you know, when his work comes to that extent, the result, you know, just like about this, the train will change towards him. That change, that means the work, you know, it will be to that extent, as if, you know, when he's in the body, he works, and we see that he's working, you know, but still his work is there, and he is as if physically present. So maybe after, say, 14 years, as he said, you know, after 14 years, it will be when it will come to that point, it will be just like violent death. That means first it will come to that extent that just like these bogus saints and other things, you know, then the criticism more and more will come, or they will be at their zenith at that time, and then sudden change will take place. So it will be considered as if his violent death, you know, the attack from them. Here, David says, no, Baba is avatar. And Jacob says, no, I can't accept him. So he attacks him. So it will be, it may be like this. I may be wrong, I don't know, but this is my interpretation. Let me read it again, because when you ask me, let me think over that, and then I will be able to give proper answer.
What about when Baba said something is going to happen that will never happen again after so many years?
Yes.
1967.
Yes. He said something will happen which has never happened before. At that time, during that program in 1969, he had already fixed that program. You know? He had already fixed that program as if he would be there. For him, he had arranged the program. Now what happened, you know, he dropped his body before that. Even he said that if I would give my darshan while lying down, you know, what would be, whether my lovers would feel about it, whether they would like it. So many things he said, you know. Now he fixes the program, you know, and for him that program was already arranged. And before that program, he drops his body. The program was held according to his instruction. So, such thing never happened before. This is my interpretation. At that time also, during 1969, Darshan program, I had told in Guru Prasad that such thing never happened.
What about, you wanted to talk about the introduction? What did you want in the introduction?
Introduction, of course, you know, I have to think about it today. But only thing I say, that about many, when Baba gave me the instruction for writing his biography, that time he said that about manifestation, I would tell you, you don't worry about it. I would tell you what you have to write. So, I would just think about it, how the introduction of this chapter should be there. You know. So later on, I'll explain to you. But I believe that all these points, you know, one after another, what he said to me, that he would explain me about the manifestation, and I feel that he is explaining. Just like that book, you know, The Nothing and Everything. He had given me some points. At that time, I did not follow. But he said that when I would ask something, he said, not to ask anything. Don't interrupt me. I would explain to you everything, and it would be crystal clear to you. And I did find that it is crystal clear to me, and that's why I could dictate for that book, you know. So many things, and it is very clear to me. Even because of those points, you know, when people come and they ask different questions, those questions, you know, because of those points, I can explain very well. I can explain very well. The other day, Babi had come. There was something in God's speech. He said about the dream and this sleep, you know. And when you are in sleep, so your impressions, what about those impressions? Now what happens, you know, here you have got, because God is indivisible. That means you must be God. Not a part of it, a part of God, but whole. Because God is indivisible. So, God is indivisible, so you are God. That means universal mind must be in you. So, you real, now universal mind, so it must have its shadow also. That means universal real mind and universal false mind. Now, that urge, who am I? That urge is there. So, that because of the pull of that urge, you are just experiencing different things. But everything has come out of universal false mind. Now, what happens, you know, when you sleep? Why do you sleep? Because there is that pull, that original being, who am I? That pull is there. At the same time, in order to experience that, this creation has taken place, you are experiencing the illusion. Now,
you don't represent the manifestation.
It's
self.
Yeah, it is self. Did you take it?
Yeah.
So then continue.
Yeah, of course.
Ah, yes.
There's not much time left.
So what happens, you know?
Go ahead.
That pull is there. So what is that sleep, you know? When you sleep, that means the original being, that universal real mind, takes you towards itself, you know. Because you have to know your original self. And here is universal mind which creates things to experience. Now because of that pull, you know, your consciousness, of course, travels. So what happens? This first plane of the subtle world, half of it is connected with grass world. And that half which is connected with the grass world, it is called astral world or dream world. And because it is connected with the grass world, you know, and you have this grass impressions, what happens? That you experience the dream world. Then the pull is there towards universal mind. You must take rest in that. You must go back to your original state. But because you have this grass impressions up to dream world, you can experience something, you know. But then those impressions, they remain inactive. They become inactive because of that pull. And when they become inactive, you are asleep. But then again, who am I? That pull is there. At the same time, you must experience who am I. So those impressions, you know, again that pull is there. Illusion, the pull of illusion is there. Pull of reality is there. When the pull of reality is there, you are asleep. If it is more. When pull of illusion is there, you get up. So when you, as soon as you get up, means when that pull is there, again those impressions become active. But when you are asleep, they remain dormant, inactive. So it is like this. But they are from false universal mind, not from real a universal mind, false a universal mind. So it depends, why do you sleep? Because of the pull towards the reality. Because you always want to go back to your original state. And in order to experience that original state, this creation is there. So the pull up illusion is also there. So you get up because there is pull up illusion. You sleep because there is pull up reality. Did you get it?
Yeah. But you could maintain consciousness in that reality.
No, because, you know, up to now, when you have grass impression up to astral world, dream world, then they become dormant. When you are in subtle world, you know, up to that subtle world, you cannot go beyond that. You are conscious up to that stage only. And then no consciousness. You cannot maintain. Only that pull is there and you just remain asleep.
Yeah.
But that, just like when in the creation, first thing, you know, what happened, mental world came out in creation, then subtle world, and then grass world. So when you go back, when you sleep, you know, again this consciousness travels. Grass world, astral world, then because grass impressions are there, it remains. Up to that point,